And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Hey everybody,
welcome to the Quiet Storm.
Coming at your heart right now, let's go.
They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
And kinda
that's
K-pop.
How we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
I like it.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Oh yeah. Welcome to the show. Happy to have you here.
I can never listen to this kind of music all the time.
You know, there is a time I can listen to anything at any. I can listen to anything for short amounts of time, like whatever. I mean, I know you love like folk and stuff like that, and I can. There's a time where I can do that. Even there's a time for yacht rock. There's a time for opera. I like having it when I'm cleaning the house. I'll put on opera or classical or something, you know, just
cleaning
different.
Your house.
I do clean my house.
You have people come in and clean your
house. No, they come once a month and do the deep cleaning where they go and they...
You get deep cleaning once a month?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What?
That's a lot.
Once a month?
Deep clean once a month? Most people deep clean once a year.
They scrub my shower. I don't have everything is clean. Dude, it is nice.
Yeah, nice, man.
It is nice
to look good, feel good.
Clean, yeah. There's something wonderful about it. Man, when I clean the sink, you know, to get all the gook that builds up, when I clean it, it never looks the way. When these ladies are done, I walk into my house and I'm like, this all looks brand new.
I got to get up on that, man.
Everything looks bright. The stove, I don't have any kind of buildup or, you know, crust or whatever. I mean, everything is beautiful.
Why would you? You don't cook.
Well, I do. I cook a lot of steaks. I'll pan fry steaks all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Or pan cook, whatever you want to call
nothing
it.
Nothing better than just throwing a steak in a pan and eating it.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. I mean, it's wonderful. But so you get a lot of splatter. So, yeah, I mean, it's nice to have once a month somebody come and do all that stuff.
So it splatters and you just go, yeah, I'll leave it. They'll be here in a couple of weeks.
I wipe it, but it just looks streaky and it
never
gets
clean.
Yeah,
because you just kind of... Okay, I got you.
So
you swipe it, and then you kind of move on.
I wipe it as best I can, but it never looks right. It's the same way, like even my refrigerator. I have a stupid stainless steel fridge.
Oh, so
man, it shows every stinking everything.
You see that guy who's like WD-40 cleans everything, and he'll spray WD-40 on metal like that and clean. It's like the best ever. You know,
really?
I would not do it on yours. I would test apart. I wouldn't go all on
it. Do it on the back of it.
I did that to my bathroom floors when we first moved it.
You WD-40'd your bathroom floor?
No, I put another a weird kind of product that I thought would be great on it, and it just made it all cloud up, and now they're black floors, and they look terrible.
Yeah,
and
dude, ruined. How do you keep black floors clean?
Oh, no. I mean, this is like chemically changed it.
It's stained.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bad.
Wow.
Like, that can never get them clean. Like, you can't get it out. It's like in it. Yeah, that was really... Now I'm going to have to get the whole thing redone. Like, I can't find any product to...
So did you have to do the entire floor to make everything match perfect?
Oh, I did. The whole floor is ruined. I did all of it and didn't test anything.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't just take my... Wow. Oh, decent. WD-40. No, don't. I don't have a good track record.
I would like to apologize. A lot of people have been like, where you guys been? Where's the podcast been? We took 2 weeks off. We had Memorial Day weekend. We didn't do a podcast then. Then we had to leave the studio immediately after the show on Friday this past week for CMA Fest, which is like country music heaven. And so we didn't get to do a podcast either one of those weeks. So I'm sorry. We back, yo.
Yeah, here we is,
episode
man.
Episode 520.
Starting big day, boys. What? College World Series starts today.
What do you feel about the seeding? Because there's a lot of people saying
I don't
LSU
like it.
And Arkansas.
So I'm in
but
a.
That's the way the seeds work, though, right?
It's supposed to, but I don't think you're supposed to have the two of the best teams playing each other right off
but
the bat.
But they were the seeds. That's the way the seeding fell. I think it's number six, number eight, or something like that, and the way it all worked out.
I'm in a group text with Justin Moore and Joe Nichols. Those are big Arkansas guys. They're both from Arkansas. And they said they're not happy about it. You know, they think they're going to win. They're just glad they beat Tennessee to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But now you got LSU and Arkansas slugging it. This should be the national championship.
I thought that,
except for Murray State. I am a Murray State guy.
You're pulling for,
for the underdog.
So if it's not LSU, you're going for Murray State.
I'm going to go Murray State's going to be my Cinderella team. I might throw Coastal Carolina in there too, but they've been there before.
Did they change?
They've won it before.
They've won the whole
thing. Did they change the format? Because I know like a lot of the tournaments went to one and done. Is
Omaha still? No, it's still.
Okay, good.
You have a loser's bracket. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I always like the loser's bracket.
And I do too.
I love like seeing people battle back and win national championships. And
Yeah. I've already started making some bets. I'm going to have to ask Carson about some of the bets for the rest of the weekend. We got a lot of things going on, Carson.
Okay.
So, you know, NBA playoffs and.
Right.
Of course, World Series, the U.S. Open, and that kind of thing.
Our guy Garrett was winning on the NBA Finals this week.
I did.
How much you win on the NBA Finals?
I mean, I put $20 on something to
$20?
Win $60. $20? I was confident.
Okay,
babe. It was just one leg, too.
$20 to win 60?
I'm done with the parlays, man. They never hit. Just going straight bets, putting a large sum of money on one thing to happen.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
It is the way to go.
I think in the state of Illinois, they're going to start charging a 50-cent tax along with each bet that you make on a couple of the, I think, DraftKings and I think FanDuel's another one. Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
So you'll make a bet, and there's also going to be a 50-cent tax that's going to be...
If you win?
I believe so, yes.
Oh. Well.
So if I bet 50 cents... They're going to take 50 cents from my winnings?
I'm going to look it up. We're gonna see.
It's probably based on percentage.
Is the Stanley Cup going on, too?
Mm-hmm.
And I won money on that last night.
Only because I saw Taylor Swift was there. Yes. She went to one of the games with Travis.
Really?
Yep. Aww. Cute. It was adorable.
There's still a couple?
Yes.
I haven't heard
very
anything.
Very much so.
Like, they've been, ever since the Super Bowl, they have been very quiet. I haven't heard anything about, I mean, I'm sure she's happy that she was able to buy her, think about how much money she spent on her catalog of music.
$320 million.
That's insane.
And it's also pocket change for her.
And she still has millions left.
Yeah.
Hundreds
of millions.
Because, you know,
she's a billionaire.
Is she a billionaire?
Mm-hmm. Is she still a billionaire if she spent her $300 million?
Yeah, she basically said people like, hey, thanks for coming to the Eras Tour. That paid for my music back.
Wow.
Is that over?
The Eras Tour? Yeah.
Oh. What is she going to do next?
I don't know. She's Taylor. We'll find out.
Oh.
I'm sure she's got something cooking.
You know what's interesting, though? Like, you always think about that. Like, you know, you think Taylor is always going to be Taylor and whatever. But, we've seen it forever. You know, Madonna was not Madonna forever. And then, there's always a resurgence.
No, but I just read a fascinating article about this because they were talking about, look, the press tries to put Beyonce against Taylor. That's not a thing, but whatever. You try to... pit them against each other from a monetary standpoint, from a popularity standpoint. But they said Beyonce's current tour, the Cowboy Carter tour, she's not selling out. And they said, why is the Taylor was able to like break all these records and have all these people? And they said the difference is the Taylor, the way, because she and Beyonce both started in their teens, but the way Taylor nurtured the fan base and has kind of grown with them, which is a difference in the way Beyonce, is seen with her fans. Like Taylor's fans feel like she's one of them, whereas you go to a Beyonce show and she performs for you.
Yeah.
And it was really a fascinating look at psychology when it comes to our devotion to whatever our fandom might be.
Do you guys have an artist like that?
That like you grew up with?
Well, that you just feel it. I don't know.
That you're connected to?
Yeah, there's a, yeah.
Gosh, I don't know.
I think I would hang with the Beastie Boys. I think we'd have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm trying to take the place of MCA, but if they need a third, I'm ready to hang.
All right.
I am ready to hang, and I have nothing but respect for MCA.
Okay.
What?
So
he's the one that died, the free tobacco guy.
Hey, man, who's got real quick, first off, with all the respect to MCA, let's go. Whoop. whatever y'all did.
Rest in peace. Yeah, rest in power, Adam.
There's actually, it's not a musical artist, but Seth MacFarlane, the creator of Family Guy.
Yeah.
I am convinced he and I would be best friends because he's also born and raised in Connecticut. And if you watch Family Guy, it is nothing but old 80s and 90s movie and music references. And I look at him and go, yep, there's a guy who grew up 20 minutes from me, whose parents also had HBO and Showtime and taped everything off it because VCRs were expensive and you're going to use them. And so I feel he and I would just quote movies back and forth to each other, whether it was Clue or Godzilla 1985.
Is he married?
No. Mm-mm. No, oh, he's like my dream man for this, for nothing but pop culture reasons, because I think we would just get along so well. It'd be like, what do you want to watch tonight? Spaceballs? Let's go. That would be me and him.
I'm not excited about Spaceballs, too.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I know this is going to sound crazy. Maybe it was because I saw it when I was a kid. I never thought Spaceballs was funny.
God, me either.
Okay. What?
That's just too dumb for me. I know.
The Schwartz.
Wait, the Schwartz. Wait a minute.
This show is saying something else is too dumb.
It had its moments. There were certain things in the show that I liked, but I never. Maybe it's because I didn't get it because I haven't seen it. What year did it come out?
I mean, sometime in the 80s.
We made paper airplanes, and we're calling something else too dumb.
Oh, we made a huge deal out of paper airplanes.
I'm right.
The music had it.
The music was good.
It was like Maverick.
We even had a drone.
Yeah,
you
set it all up. Yeah, but it's just, I don't know. I'm like, maybe I need to watch the original first.
But, because D and I have had this conversation before, if you're a Mel Brooks fan and Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein and all that.
Blazing Saddles did not age well, and I'm not even talking about the politically incorrect stuff.
No, it didn't age well at all. Don't get me wrong.
The jokes would just fall flat.
But if you like that style of humor, Spaceballs is Mel Brooks. It's right there. If you're not a Mel Brooks fan, you're not going to like Spaceballs.
Who's the guy who did the Police Academy and Naked Gun movies and all that? That guy, to me, is better at doing that kind of stuff. And even the Scary Movie things.
Only one Police Academy movie was remotely
funny. Did you see
the
Naked Gun remake?
No.
Yeah. So Seth MacFarlane is doing it, and he's got Liam Neeson.
What?
Because they're like big buddies. He was in A Million Ways to Die in the West for Seth and all that, and he's on Family Guy and stuff. And I go, man, you did. You got Leslie Nielsen, who also was a more dramatic actor until he did like Airplane and stuff. And like you got Liam. Take my money, Seth. Let's go. I will give you all the cash for this.
Yeah,
I'm
Liam
so
Neeson's
excited.
Perfect for that.
So
how does he play? And it's already out?
No. It's a trailer.
Oh, okay.
I saw a teaser.
I was going to say, because I would like to know how he played it, because I don't know his comedic timing and all that, because comedy is all.
If you watch A Million Ways to Die in the West, you'll see it. He's such a good, like.
I've never seen it.
It's hysterical. It's not basketball good, but it's good.
By the way, those are two other people. Trey Parker.
Oh my God, Matt Stone.
Yeah.
Again. A friend of mine was their assistant, she was one of their assistants. And I was like,
South Park.
From South Park, yeah, sorry. And I love Trey and I love basketball and I love South Park. And I was like, oh my God, I'd love to meet them. And she's like, yeah, they're a little intense. They're not exactly what you think. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm just going to leave it at a fan.
They look like they take it super serious.
Yeah.
My favorite, and I will say it's one of my favorites, is the ChatGPT episode. Only because, first of all, South Park is still the number one best social commentary that we have in America, maybe even worldwide.
I agree.
It offends everyone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't apologize for offending everyone. It just says, here's everything. And it actually offends both sides of every single argument fairly. I love it, because no matter what your stance is on whatever your beliefs are, they are so fair. And it's so fantastic. And yeah, I see them as being guys that take laughter seriously.
Yeah, they take comedy seriously. I would agree. I would bet that they do.
The ChatGPT episode at the very end, whenever you see that it was written by ChatGPT, or at least partially, I'm like, that's pretty genius.
Do you guys say cellophane?
Cellophane, yeah.
Cellophane.
Do you say cellophane?
Garrett, do you even know what that means?
Isn't it just like plastic wrap?
Yeah.
No, I say plastic wrap.
Yeah, I think it's an age thing.
Or cling wrap or
saran wrap.
I say saran wrap.
Saran, and that's a brand.
Right, it's the it's like saying Kleenex when you mean tissue.
Yeah, Tylenol.
I say cellophane like an old geezer.
Yes.
You're a poser.
Because I hear cellophane and my immediate thought is the song from the musical Chicago. I forget that it's actually like people named the product that. So
cellophane.
Yeah,
it's just like, kind of a fun word. Cellophane sounds like something like pharmaceutical.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Try cellophane. Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot
of
products that came out in the 60s and stuff like that that were kind of science-y sounding, like laboratory-ish.
Yeah, we were trying to future forward everything.
Yeah. Cellophane is very future forward sounding. Yeah.
Carson.
That's all I had.
Carson got to go to a concert. I think this is great. She got to go watch Dierks Bentley in a creek.
In a creek?
Like in the woods, there's a creek running through everything. And then so what they did is they set up sofas.
Sofas and tables, and the stage was in the creek, and it was moving.
They didn't do it creek side.
No,
it was all in the water.
This was in a creek.
And you got boots out of the deal?
Yeah, we got free boots. It was pretty great. Very excited about those. We got that, and Dirks did songs off his new album. And it was just a really cool night. I'll be honest, I was apprehensive about it because I'm not real outdoorsy. I don't know if you guys know that about me.
You?
so I was like, oh, there's going to be bugs. It's going to be gross.
How was the bug situation?
I kept thinking things were getting into my hair. They weren't, but it was just that you got that vibe when you're outside. But what they did was they had the food was, you had to get in line buffet style. But they had these little neat fan things that circulated over the dishes, so that way you didn't get like bugs and stuff.
So it kept the flies away.
Yeah, it did. It was good.
Wow.
So
yeah, my dad used to do that. He would have these little meals for the guys that worked in his body shop, you know, their car repair thing, and they would put big shop fans right in front of the food so it would keep the flies off.
That's smart.
Yeah, they sell those little things that, what's it called, the big giant fans?
They look like, those turbines.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
No.
It looks like something that Bruce Willis would have had to stop to crawl through a duct in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, big shot fan.
Yeah.
Those things will cool it down quick. And then they added misters to them, and that was a whole other thing.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yes.
Carson, was the buffet in the creek as well, or did you have to, like, step onto land to go get your food?
Oh, gosh, I'm trying to remember.
And what was the food?
I feel like it was if it wasn't in the water, it was right next to it, because I remember being in the water in line. And then it was, there was a broccoli salad. There was, what are they, like caprese salad, which is the mozzarella and the tomato. There were tomato tartlets.
This is all girl food. Like, I don't know any dude who, that broccoli salad and caprese salad.
I like caprese salad.
Same.
What is caprese salad?
It's just like tomato,
fresh tomatoes,
spinach,
basil,
mozzarella,
and a little vinegar.
See, I don't like tomatoes in general.
Well, then
so
don't eat them.
I won't.
That's the only thing that I did.
Fight me right now.
I don't want
to. But then they had, it was like this massive chicken nugget on a biscuit.
Whoa.
They had Swedish meatballs. I don't know. They were meatballs of some form.
And what makes Swedish meatballs Swedish?
I don't know. But it was meatballs in a sauce. Then there was, it looked like a sausage that they had like cut up and put it on a baguette, maybe? Something like that. I don't know. I stayed away from the meat stuff. So that was the glimpse I got of it. Then they had a biscuit bar. That was pretty dope.
Ooh, it was on that.
Okay. So you got biscuits, right? Then they had prosciutto. Honey butter. Which
do you guys like prosciutto?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's meat.
Yeah, I kind of go off.
I like prosciutto and cheese. Okay. Bring it on.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, they had that. And the honey butter is what I was there for, and they ran out of it.
Oh.
Right? Because that honey butter is my jam. But then there were also jams. There was raspberry. There was blueberry. There was an apple.
Stop.
Jam.
Don't say that.
I did right in. Right. I just ran over it. I steamrolled.
Yep, she kept going.
yeah. So they did that. And then there was banana pudding and a chocolate mousse for dessert.
Ooh. I do like a good banana pudding.
Yeah, see, I'm not team banana. So I had the chocolate mousse, which even I'm not even a chocolate person, so I kind of go.
Did y'all's moms make meringue back in the day growing up?
Yeah.
Boy, mine did too. Yeah. It was a thing.
Is
it a Southern
moment
thing?
No, because I mean, isn't like a key lime pie, like isn't the top the meringue or whatever you call it? Yeah,
yeah,
so,
it's the whip.
Yeah, they went through that phase where I guess maybe.
No.
What? How is it not?
Meringue is not on top of key lime.
What is that stuff on top of the key lime?
That's just cool whip.
Cool whip.
Oh, is it?
Whip, yeah. No. Meringue is, like, you have to make it, it's in a mixer.
Yeah, because it's egg whites.
Yeah, and it just gets bigger and bigger and
yeah, and tall, like on the top of a key lime pie.
I thought that's what's on a key lime pie.
I've never seen it on top of a key lime pie.
Yes, that giant one at Blue Heaven in Key West.
Yeah.
Remember how it was, like, taller than the pie?
Yeah, I didn't think that was Cool Whip. I thought it was meringue.
Yeah.
Huh. You're coming at me, man.
No,
I don't know, because I've never had key lime pie, because I'd rather usually pick
what's
something
on top of
a key lime pie.
Whipped cream. Thank you.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
Now, other options do include torched meringue.
Oh,
so there are some who do that.
So the good ones are torched meringue.
I think traditionally it is cool. It's whipped cream, but
if you're ghetto.
Okay, but yes. My mom did the meringue, like coconut meringue was a thing. Mm. Or, and a lemon meringue, which you guys may be getting confused.
Maybe.
Limon?
I'm not a meringue person. I don't.
Like meringue.
Mom used to make potato candy. It's where you just take potato and somehow add sugar to it and peanut butter, and it's rolled. And then cut and sliced, and they would come in like these like medallions, and it was just potatoes and peanut butter.
And it was good.
It was
you didn't
it was
like
good-ish. It.
It
was all right.
Yeah.
What was the point? Because usually like what I've noticed is like old people, you know, that's where we got our banana pudding or banana bread, that kind of stuff. It was like when something was about to go bad, your parents never wasted anything. Your grandparents never wasted anything. They would immediately make something of it.
Yes.
So, like, what is the point? Is that, like, right before the potatoes went bad?
I don't know. Well, she would do it as a, like, a after-school treat occasionally. Like, it was a big deal. And I had, so that's part of the reason why I had to act like I really liked it. And I didn't really. It was alright.
Yeah, so she was doing it as a treat. That's
overly sweet, but yeah, it was. Yeah, but no.
Have you ever watched the influencer chef guy Dylan Hollis? He's from Bermuda, so I don't know. He's British, whatever. But he doesn't really have an accent. But he makes all those old timey recipes. So he gets old cookbooks from the 20s and 30s, and so he'll get like depression.
What's his name? Dylan what?
Dylan Hollis, I believe.
Okay.
He's got a book out, and they actually offered us an interview with him, and you've never seen me jump faster. And then it didn't happen, and I was so disappointed.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this guy.
Yeah, and I love him, and he does all those. And he's very honest, because sometimes he'll say, oh, gosh, this looks like it's going to be gross. And then he'll take a bite, and he goes, oh, my gosh, why does this work? And he's just very endearing, but also he stays true to these recipes that when you see what we were putting together. Because
potato candy. He literally has a thing on potato candy.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And he says it's from the Great Depression. I don't know how much of this I can pull up, but I'll play a little bit of this so you can hear
it. He doesn't swear.
Peel and boil one russet. Ah! This recipe only has 3 ingredients, so I'm a bit scared. Your time has come.
Dylan
Add 8
Hollis.
To 10 cups of powdered sugar.
Yeah.
Cups? Cups?
It's a lot.
8 is the low end. There shouldn't be 8 to 10 cups of anything.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's overly sweet.
The potatoes are gone. It's turned to liquid.
Are you a Thorthurer? So much powder! Reminds me of my summers in Colombia. We literally now have a dough which we're gonna roll out.
This is ridiculous.
It's potato dough?
Potato, yeah, potato dough.
It's potato dough.
Every turn in this recipe has been a laugh.
And you throw bunch of peanut butter on it, roll it up, and then you slice it into medallions after, and...
Yeah.
His eyes lit up.
Mushroom. It's good.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, I didn't think he swore, but all right. Close enough.
He said, I'll be damned.
I know. I don't know how you guys feel about such words. But...
Tater tot casserole.
No, you think I would be offended by I'll be damned?
I really meant more Big D.
Oh, okay.
tater tot casserole.
Okay.
Remember that? Pralines, pralines, however you guys want to say
pralines.
It. Pralines. Buckeyes. Oh, man.
Caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
I go
caramel.
Back
caramel.
My grandma used to make snowballs. And then my mom really, after my grandmother died, she kind of got it in her head one Christmas that we really needed them. And I didn't have the heart to tell her that I didn't like them when grandma made them. Not even they were bad, but they weren't the holiday cookie I wanted. Or like, oh, when they make the peanut butter Hershey Kiss ones, I'm like, eh.
Every time I go to my dad's house, I steal one of my mom's old recipe books.
Oh, good.
You know, he's not doing it.
No, God, no. They just sit in a room that no one goes in. And there's, you know, she had a, what was it? Good Housekeeping.
With the one with the binder?
She had
Is
that
it the one.
One
with the binder, too?
The one
with
I,
like the, it looked like the Pizza Hut tablecloth?
Yes.
My mom
yes.
had that one. It was the red and white checkerboard.
I think that's the Betty Crocker.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I swear my mom still uses that.
I have that. I took it from
my mom. I didn't tell you guys. I should have sent you pictures. So my brother, you know, he hits yard sales and estate sales, and he's living you know, 2 seconds from our hometown. The other day he was out and somebody had this collection of old recipe books from the 70s and 80s from elementary schools, from churches.
Oh, churches.
What used to get everybody's moms would put a recipe together. And he looked at the guy and he goes, how much do you want for all of them? Because he actually found our old church in there.
Oh, that's
and I said,
cool.
I bet you'll find Mrs. Lape. I knew it was people that I grew up with. I said, buy the church one. He goes, I'm just going to buy the whole lot. Because his girlfriend is really big into cookbooks and trying out recipes. He goes, I bet Marie will love some of this. And he sent me the picture. And I go, this is a treasure trove.
Yeah.
And you know, actually, the food, because a lot of those ingredients had gone away until recently. You know, like the things like we were talking about, lard and things like that. Nobody cooked with lard 10 years ago. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, it's back again. So you can do a very faithful recreation of a lot of these old recipes.
Yeah, a lot of stuff will have like Karo syrup.
Oh, yes.
You'll see molasses.
I remember having to go try to find that at the grocery store because I didn't know what it was, but it was in
Karo.
A recipe.
Yeah, it's that. Yeah, I know.
And
man.
It's there. It was there. It was just never was on my radar.
They sell lard at the grocery store, like in a small pack, if you ever want to try it. It's really good for – so lard is pork fat, and beef tallow is beef fat. And so they're a little different in taste. The lard is a little more neutral, I would say. It's got kind of a funky smell when you heat it up. But once you start frying in it or whatever, it doesn't have that. It doesn't transfer to the food. It's really good. It's really good for fries, home fries, or fish, or something like that. And then I use the beef tallow for same kind of deal. You can do either way, back and forth. That's what McDonald's used to fry their double fry their fries in.
I need to start cooking again. The problem is, now that my son has moved away, I really have no reason to cook anymore.
Well, you know, I was actually talking about you the other night with my therapist, and I, no.
And I'm the one with the therapist.
I was talking to Kathy, and I was like, yeah, man, maybe I could, because I was talking about, well, it's hard to cook for one, that's what everyone says, and it is, I get that, but I said, maybe when I'm cooking, like, I'll just do, like, one and a half extra, and have it, and then, like, vacuum seal it, and bring it in, and he can put it in the freezer at the house, and whenever he's ready, he pulls it out, and it's, all he has to do is heat it up, and then she was like, yeah, that'd be a good idea, and then I was like, yeah.
When I go,
you became Bubba's meal prep service.
When I go to visit my mom, she always gives me the stuff that's about to go. You know how they always are like, you have to rotate everything in your freezer. So I get all of the stuff they're rotating out every time I go visit. So I'm looking forward to next week. I'll have a full freezer.
Yeah.
And bunches of stuff. Like I get all the tamales and things like that.
Does she make them and then freeze them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. Because those are great to just reheat. Because they're already in that their own kind of container almost with the husk.
They are. Man, it was tamales, and I'm going to say something very unpopular to a lot of people. I had tamales from Nicaragua. They're prepared totally different, but they're wrapped, instead of being in like a corn husk, they were wrapped in like a banana leaf and then tied and all. Oh my gosh, they were so good. And they're huge. Like they're like... they're probably like the size of a very large sandwich.
And a foot long?
No. I mean like big giant square bread looking size. And
is our unit of measure?
It had a whole roasted tomato completely unsliced in the middle of it. I mean, that's how huge these things are. And I'm like, this is delicious.
You can make that, man. You can make that.
I can't.
Yes, you can. You can. Have you ever had any kind of a food service like a HelloFresh that was delivered, like you actually cooked it?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy the process of like taking?
I don't follow directions well. And you know that. Like it's weird. I go into the directions, I'm like, I'll just make something myself. And then so I end up using the ingredients my way. And I know it's not the right way.
But hey, that's still good though. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's the ingredients, you're still cooking them up. Do it however you want. That's listen, you get a recipe. That doesn't mean that's the end all be all of this dish. There are so many different intricate little changes that you can make to any recipe. Yeah, even your grandmother's
cooking, like not baking, but cooking.
Cooking, yes. Baking has more. Yeah,
yeah, that's very. Yeah. It gets scientific, yeah. But people, chefs will tell you that all the time when it comes to cooking. That no, there's absolutely room for you to experiment, and you can mess up, and it's okay because it's salvageable.
It's still going to be better than what you get going out somewhere.
I don't know, man.
I'm not that guy, but I'm telling you, I don't get restaurant food that's better than mine. I just don't. Unless it's like a very, very specific, weird thing. Like, I don't do a lot of Italian stuff. So unless it's like some kind of really in-depth dish, like a lasagna, or you got to really cook down a sauce for a long time. But other than that, man, I don't go get barbecue.
Even that with Italian food. Who makes better sauce than someone's little old Italian grandma? Or in my case, my mother. Because, you can go to any Italian restaurant in the world, you'd be like, it's good.
It's the pasta, too. The pasta is
different.
Yeah, sometimes
they don't. Yeah, you feel the pasta got overcooked, it got undercooked, or when it comes to a lasagna, they don't put as much of an ingredient that you want. Maybe the ratio's off, right?
I'll tell you, man. I love a good lasagna, by the way.
I do, too. These restaurants that start up and they're like, this is kind of a hip, trendy kind of thing. There's all kinds of burger places.
The little fusion.
The little burger things or the little fusion things, food trucky kind of stuff. And they start up and they're really good. And then you go and you have it and you love it and you tell everyone about it. And then you go back in a year and you're like, it's just what happened. What happened is the owner can't be there all the time. The guy who actually does make it really good isn't there anymore. He had to tell Jacob how to make this. And so Jacob, man, you think Jacob cares? No, Jacob's are texting his buds while he's making your half-hearted meal about what they're going to be partying tonight later. He doesn't care about it. He doesn't have any heart in it. And why should he? It's not his name on the marquee. And so and that's what happens. And then at that point, you make it yourself. You're no better. You're better than Jacob.
You're better than Jacob.
So what you're trying to say is whenever a new restaurant opens, like a mom and pop or a food truck or whatever, go to it immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Use it and abuse it and then move on to the next new thing.
When I hear that there is, the successful barbecue chain, blah, 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 is now adding a second location. Nope.
Done. It's done.
Nope.
I actually had an Italian place that I liked a lot, and it got, not to be like, it got popular and it got bad, but it was the same thing because it opened multiple locations, and there will still be people that will tell you, no, if you want good pizza, if you want this, nope, that place hasn't been good in 5 years.
Yep.
Because even I've gone in there and said, I want a calzone. You open it up, it's still kind of raw because they're trying to crank things out, and they forget, no, you have to melt everything inside. It's like a pocket of dough. But like you said, it's not the original people that opened it because they're out the 120 miles in the other direction.
It's the difference of a guy going, I'm going to take some salt, and while I have the smoke rolling, while I've been smoking this shoulder, I'm going to add salt into this and get it smoked salt. Did you think about that? Do you think Jacob is smoking the salt? No. Jacob goes, salt is salt, and throws in regular salt, and that adds into it.
I am the
Jacob's
salt
probably
is
smoking
salt
something
guy.
Else.
Yeah, Jacob.
Jacob been smoking.
He be moking.
What you doing, Jacob?
Smoking.
I'm
moking. Man, that's like when my mom used to tell this story of before I was even born, they would have this little kid across the street would come over to the house and want to play with my brother, my oldest brother, and knock on the door, and my mom would go over there. Because this kid's like 3 years old. Open the door and say, "Hey, what's going on?" And he said, "I want a Coke and two tookies." And my mom would go in and get him a Coke and some cookies, and he would just walk away. And
he would make an order.
He just, "I want a Coke and tookie." And then he said, "She said he would come over and play with the rest of my brother." And he said he would get up and go, "Rusty, I had to go home." And he said, "Why?" He said, "Because I had to go to the bathroom." He goes, "Well, we have a bathroom right here." Said, "No, my mom said if I pit, I have to pit at my own house." I don't know. It just stuck with me forever, man. Those are the stories of my mom and dad living in Germany when my dad was in the army, and how that they had a freezer that was everyone used it, like a refrigerator freezer. It was like in the hallway.
Like a community freezer?
Yeah, and they had a in a community bathroom. And the water would freeze in the toilet all the time. And talking about the lady who ran the building and how her and my mom hated each other. And here's my mom from West Monroe, Louisiana, trying to talk to some lady from in Butzbach, Germany. The best. Oh,
just a lot of accents flying around there.
Oh, it's also tough life, man. Ah, oh, man. I mean, we have it so easy now. We're
spoiled.
We're doom scrolling.
Dude, that's what I had a conversation with somebody the other day about how it was a teacher and all the kids. And they're like, all the kids now are miserable. They're terrible. They don't listen. They go to school, and literally school is just babysitting. The parents are just pawning off the kids. Mm. And they're like, it's this lady had been teaching for like 18 years. She's like, the difference between the kids that have come on the scene since 2020 is night and day. She said before that, they were still respectful and good and all that. But now they've lost it. They've lost all respect for any kind of parental authority, any kind of authority figure.
Sure. I mean, they see these videos of people doing stupid things with no repercussion. And
there
if your parents,
no personal responsibility.
If your parents aren't on
that's
top of it.
The thing is, when are we blaming the parents? Because there were the kids today. I don't know. Is it your kid?
That's right.
Are you parents that generation? Today. Where are the parents? Right, where man. Are you?
You know, we always go back. You know, you always hear someone go, man, if I tried to do that, my dad would have, or my mom would have.
My mom absolutely would have whooped my butt.
And we just don't have that as much. We do, just not as much. I don't know.
No, but it's definitely changed. But
we're going to get you cooking, Bo. We're going to get you cooking. I think you'd do really well.
Doing the air fryer. That's been my thing lately.
What do you put in it?
And, air? What do you mean? What do I put in the air fryer? Like with
what do you,
the
what do you
stuff?
Cook, stupid.
Yeah,
what
like
do you,
the
oh,
food.
Oh, I do.
You know what? You're never gonna cook. air? What?
No. I mean, I just whatever I have, I just put it in there. I mean, especially.
What's the last time you cooked in your air fryer?
I did a steak in the air fryer because I put it on for I think 3 minutes one side. Flipped it over and did 3 minutes on the other, and it was nice and
350,
380.
Okay, good.
And that was it. I was done. It was very
rare. Did you
check
it out and sear it? You sear it?
Yeah.
Afterwards,
you know, I like super rare. No, I didn't do that.
Oh, that's a kind of a nice.
That's another
touch.
Step.
Yeah. I get.
Yeah,
it.
I let it.
If you don't care, I'm just fine.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm just like, yeah.
You could turn the broiler on and broil it for a few minutes right at the end and finish
it
off.
Is it broiling just the air fryer?
No.
Broil
it's not
is,
the same thing?
It's an upside down grill.
The right. That's exactly right. Look at her mansplaining.
I only can tell you that because I once broiled a cake.
Broil is where the heat comes from the top and goes down, and it'll you can brown up your meat at the end.
Yeah.
And then when you plate it, let it sit for 10 minutes and then throw some good butter on it. A pat of butter.
Yeah. Okay.
I threw together a baked ziti for friends of mine the other day, and I brought it to their house just for them to have. And they were like, hey, how do we cook this? And I sent them the instructions. Then I said, also, let it rest for 20 minutes when you take it out of the oven. They were like, what? And I said, well, you've got to let the sauce absorb back into the pasta.
That's right.
And it'll slip. And they go, are you serious? I go, yeah. And they go, oh my gosh, that was so good. We didn't know to do that. And I was like, you're welcome.
That's it, man.
You're
it's those little things. It's really
good.
Jacob is not doing.
Jacob is not letting it rest.
Like, no. He's the only thing he's cutting is corners. Cutting corners. He's not letting anything. He's resting. He's resting.
Not the food, but he is.
Yeah, as soon as you cut into it, if you don't let it rest, man, you're releasing all those juices. They'll just go into the plate. And also,
happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Thank you guys for having on the podcast. And yeah, we're sorry for taking 2 weeks off. But
you
we're
needed
back
it.
And,
yeah. It was right.
You needed
it.
You
was
needed
the best.
That
it was
break.
The right thing. Yes.
And I have a perfect gold to lead us into the closing jingle.
You haven't heard that one takes off or nothing?
What?
Oh, this was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
You haven't heard that one take off or nothing?
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Almost can, I thought.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
You haven't heard that one take off or nothing?
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and
one more time.
Bubba Weekly Podcast.
You haven't
podcast.
Heard that one take off or nothing?
Not sure. I don't know.